Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're real excited about tonight's Soccer Matters. We go for the next 2 hours streaming at ESPN975.com following the Blitz. Facebook Soccer Matters. Hit me up on Twitter during the show at Glenn Davis Sock. Plus, we got some exclusive photos over at Instagram. Sometimes we do some backstage stuff. Glenn Davis Sock is what you find on Instagram. All-star lineup on the show tonight. Really excited about this one. We're starting with a couple of things here. We're going to do a bit of recap of Manchester United and Manchester City and what it meant to the city of Houston. I'm hoping to get a lot of phone calls on that for those of you who have went to the game. I was out calling the Gold Cup. All I got to see was the pictures of it. I would love for you to enlighten me about the evening. That was part of Houston soccer history. So 713-780-3776. We got a lot of Gold Cup final talk here. We're going to do a lot of previewing of the Gold Cup, which is on at 8:30 tonight here. So you're going to hear from Giles Barnes on Jamaica. You're going to hear from Kobe Jones on the matchup. And you're also going to hear from U.S. International Graham Zusi, who I taped an interview yesterday talking about Jamaica. He's likely to get the start at right back tonight. So 713-780-3776, Manchester United, Manchester City. We can begin to talk Gold Cup as well. You know, it was amazing watching Dom Dwyer arrive in Orlando yesterday. It's like a rock star at the airport. All credit to Orlando City. All credit to Dwyer. All credit to Orlando City's fans. That was not a marketing moment that they were going to let get away. It's an amazing moment. $1.6 million for the salary cap to play with at Sporting Kansas City. Now, Dom Dwyer going to Orlando City, I would assume it means Kyle Larin is being moved on. There's been some links to him with teams in Turkey. But that's a big moment. It's a defining moment. We can talk about that tonight as well. Kobe Jones and I called 7 Gold Cup matches. We had Jamaica a couple times, so we're going to roll with that with Kobe tonight. Graham Zusi on the differences of playing right back as opposed to the midfield that he has played in the past, what he sees and how it's different. MLS top man when it comes to assists with Victor Vasquez. Alex of the Houston Dynamo came in studio earlier today, so we'll run an interview with Alex tonight. What makes this man tick? We're going to hear it from his point of view tonight. The Dynamo next opponent is the Portland Timbers. And representing the Portland Timbers, Zarek Valentin will weigh in on the show tonight. Who knows? We might even hear from a couple of Timbers fans because we're streaming at ESPN975.com. 713-780-3776. All right, producer Tyler Scott. I don't even know if he's listening to me. Is he listening? Yes, he is. Okay, listening. You look very intense with your phone back there. So the indoctrination continues here. The rumor is true. You were at the Manchester United-Manchester City game. And if that rumor is true, I want to get some impressions from you.
I was. That match was awesome. Been to a few Dynamo games before. Just going from watching those games to that display of soccer. It totally different. It seemed like all those at the Derby, basically those teams were just attacking, just trying to get to the goal. And you were kind of explaining it to me. Obviously, playing outside, most teams don't really attack like that. But inside and international soccer is a lot different, and they're pretty much just on the ball, trying to hit the goal every time.
So, you're watching the best in the world. There has to be a best in a standard line, and that's where it is. And it's all good. I think it was a great moment for the city of Houston. I mean, 25 years from now, you're going to be able to tell people that you were at that famous game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's a piece of history for Houston. That's got to go down as one of the most important games ever played here. I mean, we had Barcelona here. We also had the Mexico-U.S. game, which was the first ever game at Energy. But, boy, that's a rare one because it was those two English rivals playing outside of England. So, hey, that's cool that you were there. It looked amazing. So, obviously, I was in L.A. eating dinner, and my phone started blowing up, and I started getting all these pictures and my friends going, hey, where are you? And it's like, you know, I was feeling very jealous, and I saw, like, everybody had their phone on. It looked amazing.
Yeah, they did some special, like, pregame thing where – they wanted everybody to turn on their flashlight for the in remembrance of the Manchester terrorist attack. Mm. And they did that. And that was pretty cool. And, I mean, it was full house. Probably, I think you said 61,000 people.
67, I think.
67,000 people, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you went. I'm glad you went. I'm glad it was a great experience for you. And for any of you out there who were at that game, like producer Tyler Scott, well, call me at 713-780-3776. Want to get your thoughts on that exciting history-making night in Houston. The only other game that I think has drawn more than that is Barcelona and Juventus. They drew 82,000 at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey in another ICC matchup. All right, U.S.-Jamaica tonight. U.S. looking for their sixth Gold Cup. Jamaica looking to be the first ever Caribbean team to win it. Clearly, the U.S. is expected to win this match after adding Tim Howard, Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, Darlington Nagbe, after the group stages. Agree with that or not? 713-780-3776. This will not be easy. This is a very unified Jamaica. There are two goalkeepers in this match, in Tim Howard and Andre Blake, that both can win a game on their own. Now, this is an interesting Jamaica that beat Mexico. And here's why. It does not include English-born players like the last squad did when the German Winfried Schaefer was the manager. This team has players. That team had players like Giles Barnes, Wes Morgan of Leicester, Hector Mariapi. They were all English-born players. This squad is U.S.-based guys like an MLS, USL, and Jamaican-based players. And they've shown a real unity. They've shown us some maturity and a professionalism that has been very, very impressive. I don't think there's any question. I don't think anybody expected them to get to the final. They show us that they can counterattack through inviting an opponent in and breaking out through the pace of Darren Maddox and Romario Williams, and then the wide men who are so important to this team, Kamar Lawrence and Alvis Powell. The wide game tonight is going to be something to really keep an eye on here. Powell likes to get forward and then cut inside and go central, and that sometimes causes a problem when people don't pass players on. So keep an eye on that on the wide game tonight. We might talk a little bit of matchups. 713-780-3776. They also at times will mix it up and pressure a little bit higher up the field if they win the ball close to an opponent's goal. So you got to be very, very careful here. They're athletic, they're explosive. They got a goalkeeper who single-handedly can win the game on their own. You saw what he did against Mexico in Andre Blake. But they want to truly disrupt the party again. And by the way, they broke the hearts of CONCACAF officials by beating Mexico, because everybody wants the Mexico-U.S. final. I find this intriguing. And I actually find Jamaica more intriguing than Mexico in this CONCACAF Gold Cup. Agree or disagree? 713-780-3776. Jermaine Taylor of Jamaica, the former Dynamo, has said that he believes the U.S. will take Jamaica lightly. Not sure I would agree with that at all. I think the U.S. has watched and scouted this Jamaica throughout the tournament. They know it's not a team to be taken lightly, and they just watched them beat Mexico. But Jamaica is interesting. They can break out quickly. They can pressure you in different areas. They are unified. They have a good team shape for the most part throughout this tournament. They've got Alvis Powell and Kamar Lawrence bringing the wide game. And if you remember, it was back in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when the U.S. defeated Jamaica 1-0 on a Jordan Morris goal. That was Bruce Arena's first game back in charge. So the U.S. beats Costa Rica 2-0, has their best performance with Altidore and Clint Dempsey. Going to be interesting to see if Clint gets a start tonight. Lineup for the U.S. in that game was Tim Howard, Gonzalez, Beisler, Villafana, Zusi, Bradley, Acosta, Ariola, Nagbe, Morris, and Altidore. For Jamaica, it was Andre Blake, Powell, Lowe, Taylor, Lawrence, Gordon, Richie, Watson, Francis Williams, and Maddox. I would assume that Kevon Lambert, who's kind of been under the radar, he's only 20 years of age, who has played well in the Gold Cup, that he could get back in the starting lineup for Jamaica. But let's get your thoughts on Jamaica, U.S. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Bunch of rumors. Dybala to Barca, Mbappe to Real Madrid, Matic to Manchester United, Neymar to PSG, Coutinho to Barcelona. Which one of these do you think really has the legs to really come off? They're all possibilities. I don't think there's any question. Another question I put out there tonight, this one the courtesy of Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Who got the best striker? Manchester United with Lukaku at 100 million, Chelsea with Morata at 80 million, or Arsenal with Lacazette at 65 million. And there's going to be more strikers on the move, I'm sure of that. But who do you think? Lukaku to Manchester United, Morata to Chelsea, Lacazette to Arsenal. And remember, Morata's played under Antonio Conte before. So if there are any United fans out there, Chelsea fans, Arsenal, give us your opinion on that one. 713-780-3776. Let's roll, I think, Tyler, maybe we roll the Graham Zusi interview here in a second to get the thoughts of the U.S. international defender. We'll get his thoughts in here real quick, and then we'll move on tonight. Again, we're going to have Giles Barnes speaking on this match. We'll have Kobe Jones as well. We've got Alex later on in the program tonight. He will weigh in, and we've also got a young defender, the right back for the Portland Timbers, Zarek Valentin. So, yes, this is a packed show here tonight. There'll be a lot of information for all of you. We do remember that Graham Zusi started as a midfielder, was at the last World Cup along with Matt Beisler, big player at Sporting Kansas City, now playing as a right back in both Major League Soccer and with the national team. Okay, so here's Graham Zusi. This was an interview I did with him yesterday. This is literally immediately after training when he gets handed a phone.
Give me a little bit of an overall sort of synopsis, Graham, of how you think this Gold Cup has come to this point, getting to the final.
Yeah, I think this tournament is a tough one. It's a long tournament. The opening round is always kind of a grind, but we did our job getting through that, and I think we've gotten better and better as the tournament's gone on, which is a big positive for us. And anytime you can be peaking towards the end and the final, that's a good thing. So I think the guys are all feeling really good and pretty excited for tomorrow night.
Now, it's interesting with you because, I'm sure it's taken some time to adapt, but you seem to have really kind of grown into playing as a right back now, and one would think that would be something that you could do based on all that time you spend controlling the right side of the field. Just talk about the adaptation and maybe some of the challenges of it and if you're feeling more comfortable there now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you said last there is exactly what's kind of happening. I'm feeling more and more comfortable each and every game that I play. It was something that kind of came about a little bit last year with Kansas City, and more of a permanent switch to it early this year as well. So, it's a position that I'm actually really enjoying. Outside backs see quite a bit of the ball, and I think what's expected of me is is a back that can get forward still and provide a little support moving forward into the attack. And obviously, I like doing that as well. So, yeah, both for club and country, my time there has been fun.
Graham Zusi joining us here ahead of the it's coming up in a little bit. Jamaica and the U.S. in the Gold Cup final. Obviously, you're an excellent crosser of the ball. We all know that. How difficult is it to pick and choose those times and moments to go forward now from a bit of a deeper position? And was that a little bit of a sort of adjustment to decide because maybe the runs are a bit longer at times?
Sure. Yeah, I think you know, one of the personal things, adjustments I've had to make is recognizing the time for me to go and the time for me to stay. I think the instinctual part of the position is probably the most difficult part to come across. But it's all about repetitions and games and being put in those situations and learning from them. So, I feel pretty good about it at this point, and always looking to get better.
Graham Zusi joining us. All right, let's talk a little bit about Jamaica, because I've had the opportunity to call two of their games in this Gold Cup. I've seen them use differing tactics, but one thing's for sure, this is not your old Jamaica. They seem to be emotionally a little bit more mature here, good team shape, but still a team that has tremendous athleticism and a lot of counterattacking capability.
Absolutely. You know, looking at their games this tournament, you see a very organized team. When you've talked about Jamaica teams before, their defense wasn't something that stood out. You always talked about their athleticism and their attack and their ability to score some goals. But you see a team that's, like I said, very organized, but on the other hand, can still really hurt you with their counterattack and their speed up top.
Did you see times or moments in their semifinal against Mexico where they did press a little bit higher, so they kind of mixed it up a little bit at times? And is that something you got to recognize pretty quickly, as opposed to a team that the first time they played Mexico just sat really, really deep?
Yeah, I think we're expecting to kind of see probably a combination of that. You know, first and foremost, I think they'll be pretty disciplined defensively, and I think at times we'll see them sit back. But on the other hand, this is a final, so it's an all or nothing situation. I think we'll see them come and try to get after us as well.
Last thing before I let you go, and it's on an unrelated topic, but obviously the huge trade that occurred with Dom Dwyer, and we know what he's meant to your team, and moving forward. Any thoughts on the Dom Dwyer trade? Because I know you guys have achieved so much together.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a teammate leave, it's difficult. You know, Dom's been around for a long time now, and just personally, it's been the relationship that we've built and the huge impact that he's had on our team. It's tough to see him go. On the other hand, I think it's a really good opportunity for Dom personally as well, and obviously wish him nothing but the best, except when they're playing Kansas City, of course.
Graham, listen, thank you very much. Best of luck against Jamaica. We do really much appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Appreciate
it. All right, that's the one and only Graham Zusi, both of the U.S. national team sporting Kansas City. We here in Houston know him very well, obviously, with those great sporting Kansas City teams. All right, we'll take a break. More to come.
And a couple of things before we get right to that break here. Kings Court, go down to Edo tonight and catch a game at Kings Court right next to the stadium on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. There's going to be a lot of soccer fans in there taking in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. It's going to be a spot to be at tonight. Kings Court has 24 taps, a full bar, extensive selection experience, plus wonderful pub food. Kings Court, it's a great place to hang out tonight for the CONCACAF Gold Cup and after Dynamo Games. KingsCourtTexas.com. And a quick moment, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, their personal injury attorneys. John and his company will bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. The Daspit Law Firm will work for you 24-7 and fight for your right for compensation. Coming up next, we get the Jamaica viewpoint from Jamaican international Giles Barnes of Orlando City. It's all coming up next. We'll take a Bud Light break.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
I think it's 1-0 Barcelona over Manchester United. I think they're playing in Landover. Neymar. I don't know what's happening with Neymar. Is he headed to PSG? I don't know if he's in the starting lineup. You never know. It's that crazy time of the year when it's a transfer window. Things can change quite dramatically. Quick word here for the Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping. Stylists at Azure Salon keep me looking sharp for all my TV work. I'm fortunate because they don't have a lot to work with, but they do a great job with keeping me looking nice and clean for television. Azure Salon is the place to go. Guys, get to Azure Salon. Ladies, they've got you covered with color cuts and extensions. AzureSalon.com, AzureSalon.com. And Kings Court. Right on the corner of Edo, right down in Edo, excuse me, on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. I mean, it's so close to the stadium. 13 TVs at Kings Court. They're going to show the CONCACAF Gold Cup tonight. That's a place you would want to go see it. Environment's nice. You know, you're not crowded. You don't have people, you know, like shoulder to shoulder. 24 taps. You'll get a lot of attention. Full bar, extensive selection of spirits. Great food. Kings Court, Texas, TX.com. KingsCourtTX.com. And head over to the Gorgeous Gale, too. Another great spot to watch it tonight over in West University. So there's a lot of good choices where to watch the Gold Cup tonight. And it's a big one. It's important. U.S. looking for their sixth Gold Cup. And Jamaica trying to make history. Would be the first Caribbean team to ever win it. We'll take your phone calls on it. But right now, let's go to a guy who played for Jamaica. Scored that historic goal when they knocked the U.S. out in the semifinals in 2015, they would ultimately lose 3-1 to Mexico in the final. But that Jamaican squad was all English-based players. This one now is very different. It's MLS-based players and guys that play in Jamaica, Tivoli Gardens, teams like that. So let's talk to a man who's been in the Jamaica camp. He's been a Jamaican international. He's with Orlando City. He's a former Dynamo. He's Giles Barnes. Giles.
How are you, Glenn?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on the program. No better guy to talk about Jamaica and MLS with than you. So I just want to start with reminding people.
Leo.
Is that Leo?
Yeah, that's Leo Barker. I apologize.
Is that Leo as in Leo Messi?
No.
Who?
That was him. Leo, my dog.
That's awesome. See, this is what makes great radio. You know that, Giles? See that? You're...
Oh, that's the unexpected things, that's for sure.
You're on for a minute and a half, and you've already hit a home run. I mean, we could end this interview right now because of Leo. I was all jacked because I thought it was Leo Messi.
For a lie, I've not actually heard him for a good 2.5 hours, so I must have just woken from his sleep.
Oh, man. All right, so now that I know you have a dog, and I'm a dog guy, I like dogs. What kind of dog you got?
Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Oh, that's right. You and I talked about that when you were in
Houston. Yeah, I've had him for like nearly 10 years now, so a long time.
Was he an easy train?
Yep, he was easy. He's nice and trained, chilling. That's why I think he was. Must have heard a noise and just started barking. So you know, he's on his job. He's protecting me as always.
Does he like chasing squirrels and rodents and things?
No, not so much squirrels. He likes cats. That's why when I'm outside, I have to keep him on the leash.
Now, did you crate train him, or did you train him a different way?
No, so yeah, crate trained him, and then but now he's obviously out of the crate. He doesn't go in it too often. He's just got his own bed. Just losing that.
Crate training's great, isn't it?
That's sure.
That's the best. That's just such a great. If you just have to stay a little bit disciplined, and man, the rest takes over. It's good.
That's easy. Exactly.
All right. So enough of our Cesar Millan talk here. Let's talk a little bit of Jamaica. And by the way, when you came out and did the Fox stuff, I thought you did excellent. You really did excellent. And I know you were in and out real quick, but when you were in studio talking Jamaica, I thought you were truthful, honest up front, and added some great insight to it.
No, I appreciate that. I enjoyed it. It was a great experience. I've actually been asked to come back a few times, but, you know, just with scheduling and that kind of stuff, it's not been able to work. It was a great experience. I loved every second of it.
Yep, you did great. All right, so let's talk about Jamaica in this run, because I know you and I talked before the tournament about them, and obviously this was a very different team than yours in 2015. You had more English-born players. You had yourself, the Wes Morgans, the Mariapas, the Hectors, a very, very different team. Are you surprised that this version of Jamaica under Theo Whitmore came together this quickly?
To be honest with you, I don't think it's been as quick as everyone actually thinks it is. You know, as soon as Winifred Schaefer got sacked, none of the English-born Jamaicans actually got called back in. And there's been countless friendlies, there's been Caribbean Cup, there's been other kinds of things that have, you know, really gone on since the last time we played, which was for actually a World Cup qualifier against Panama, so a real while ago. So, you know, it's not actually like a team that's just really come together. They've been in training camps, and they've been had like real games that have meant a lot of things, actually, you know, especially with the Caribbean Cup and then other friendlies. So they've resembled the squad. With local-based players, you know, and basically Jamaican-born players. You know, I'm happy for our country that it's actually gone as well as it has done. I think it's a big credit to them. I'm attracting the newer and the younger players who may not have had opportunities in Europe yet to actually go and showcase what they're about.
Javon and Jermaine, they're guys that you know very well from Major League Soccer and the Dynamo. Just talk a little bit about Javon and Jermaine, because I've thought that they've had very steady, very professional performances, and in many ways have helped to lead Jamaica.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, I think Jermaine Taylor has been a really, really great defender at MLS for many years. You know, unfortunately, when it was with our time in Houston, he also had quite a few injuries, so I think it was, you know, a bit up and down for him. But, you know, always for Jamaica, I think he's always been a fantastic performer. Very steady, athletic, can read the game. And, you know, I think Jermaine has actually played almost 100 times for Jamaica as well. So that just shows his experience. As for Javon's always been a good MLS player. Very athletic, comfortable in possession. And, again, another one that loves to play for his country. So I think they've been really great for all the younger lads to really look up to them and, you know, show that there is a way to carve out a great career in MLS and in other avenues. And play for your country in a great tournament. And, you know, they've been leading the way for me in their leadership department of the tournament for the boys, for sure.
Are you surprised that they've gone this far?
To be honest with you, yes, I am. You know, I didn't know how they would fare being the first big tournament together. Obviously, being a lot of younger, like local boys, I wasn't too sure how they would take the tournament atmosphere and tournament football and be able to embrace it, because it's a hard thing, especially if you've never played in a tournament before. You know, it's not the same as going and playing every Saturday and playing at home or away. You're in massive stadiums, you're traveling in and around America, you're catching flights to go here, there, and everywhere. It's knockout mentality. It's like if you've not done that before, it can be a little bit testing. But I think the boys have actually really come together. As I said, I think Jermaine and I think Kamal Lawrence, Darryl Mattox, Javon, those boys have really had to grab the younger boys and told them this is what it's about. And obviously the coach as well, Theodore Whitmore, has played in big competitions with Jamaica throughout his career. So there's some experience there that I feel they've had to, you know, drag into and say this is how it's going to be. But I think they've done well. As I said, I'm very happy for our country.
What about tonight against the United States? Do you have any initial thoughts on how you think this game goes and you know, where you see the chapters of this match tonight heading?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think it's going to be a really even game. I don't think many others expect that, to be honest with you. But I think it's going to be an even game. Throughout the Jamaica lineup, there's fantastic athleticism. There's quick counterattack. You know, with the U.S., there's a host of fantastic individual players. you know, a strong defense, really, really good in the field. And then you've got two attackers in Clint and Josie that can really go and put the ball in the back of the net. So, but I think the way that Jamaica have set up by, you know, really staying in compact and discipline and allowing the real four attackers to go and catch people on the counter-attack, I think it's going to be a really good matchup.
Giles Barnes joining us here on ESPN 97.5. I would be remiss to let you go without just talking about the big news, which I thought was amazing when Dom Dwyer came to the airport, and just the way this this has been ratcheted up. I think it's fantastic. I think it's incredibly smart on the from Orlando City as an organization, and then to show off the great fan base. But how does that, you know, kind of affect the team now? And obviously, we know the quality of a player he is. How's that going to affect you personally? Will it bring something more out of you? Is he the type of player you can play off? And just kind of that whole dynamic, because that was a big, big deal yesterday.
Yeah, big move, and a great one for the club, and a great one for MLS. You have to keep Dom in MLS. You know, there's been a lot of transfer talk about Dom for me in the last kind of like 18 months. You know, is he going to go to Europe? Is he going to go here? Is he going to go there? So, you know, Orlando managed to carve out something with MLS to keep him in MLS. And I think that's a big thing and a big statement to where the league is actually wanting to go to keep their stars here. The fanfare, I think if everyone didn't really know about Orlando, I think they got to see it yesterday. It was like, if you've ever seen any of the great AC Milan signings or the great Italian signings that used to happen, you know, going over to Spain or even in England when a star gets signed, you know, there's people at the airport waiting to greet them and tell them, well, you know, welcome to our club. I think that was a great showing for MLS yesterday, just to show that football is really, really here. I think it's going to go a long way to showing people that they want to bring in from Europe that this is not just an NFL or basketball or baseball country. There is real fans in America that love football, or soccer, sorry. So I think it's been great. And, you know, for me, Dom's going to come in, he's going to score goals, he's going to work hard, harass defenders. You know, I think it's going to be a really, really good one for us to be kicking on, especially this halfway point of the season. You know, we started off incredible, but we've hit a little blip during in and out of the season, but we need to get back on track because the playoffs come around quicker than everyone thinks. And, you know, having someone that's a proven record of blasting goals and spearheading towards that is great for the club.
Giles, you're a gem. Thank you very much, as always, for coming on. Love the insight, and best of luck. Continue with Orlando City. And again, it was great seeing you doing a little bit of TV and coming over to the dark side with us. So thank you.
Always good to hear from you, Dan. I'm sure we'll chat soon, my man.
You too, Giles. Best of luck, and thank you again.
Cheers.
All right, that's Giles Barnes, former Dynamo, now at Orlando City. And again, 2015 CONCACAF Gold Cup. He was one of the big reasons why they got to the final. Knocking out the United States. So Jamaica gets another crack at the U.S. tonight. We'll take a break.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, the U.S. lineup has come out. We're going to talk about that in a quick second here, but quick moment here for Bud Light. As host of Soccer Matters, I remind you, nothing goes better together than great friends in Bud Light. Summer's here. Get out on a patio. Some call it posting up at the pool. Or come out to a Dynamo game, but most importantly, grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. You know what? Go down to the Gorgeous Gale, or go down to Edo, King's Court. Grab a bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So we talked about Manchester United, Manchester City. I would love to get some phone calls from people that went to that match, just what the spectacle meant to you. You could be a United fan. You could be a City fan. It was mostly United fans. Chicharito spoke out in defense of Mexico's coach Juan Carlos Osorio, who was slammed at the airport by fans. Some of them yelling, go back to your country. Chicharito, not happy with the Mexico fans. Jose Mourinho, the Manchester United manager, 260 million, 62 pounds he has spent in just over 12 months, but he's concerned about rivals overspending. Everyone with these ego-driven billionaires, well, we do know they're overspending. It's interesting to see what James Rodriguez is going to do at Bayern Munich, too. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. Don't forget about them. Get over to the new beer garden also in that Liberty Kitchen has over in Garden Oaks. Really cool spot. And I mentioned King's Court, the gorgeous Gale. And, of course, as always, Bud Light. All right, so let's take a look at the U.S. starting lineup. I think no real surprises here. You've got Tim Howard in goal, Jorge Villafana, Omar Gonzalez, Matt Beisler, Graham Zusi at the back, Areola, Acosta, Nagby, Bradley in midfield. So this is everything everybody thought it would be. Some people might have thought that Eric Lehigh might have got to start it right back. And then it's Jozy Altidore up front with Jordan Morris. So, interesting here. I would say out of Michael Bradley and Kellen Acosta, I think we have to be very careful to watch them. One of those, I think, at all times has to be attached to the two center backs and very close to the two center backs. And I say that because there is tremendous athleticism that Jamaica has. I don't think there's any question, and it can happen very quickly with them. And it's a concern where you lose the ball against them. So a good night on the ball is going to be very important. And, of course, for Jamaica, it's an opportunity for them to win a Gold Cup as a Caribbean nation. No Caribbean nation has ever done that. So let's look at this positionally. Let's start with goalkeeper. Is there a big difference between Tim Howard and Andre Blake, do you think? 713-780-3776. I think two goalkeepers that are playing very well. So I'm going to go, that one's even to me. Kaylor Navas of Costa Rica didn't make the tournament, sat it out. Howard and Blake both can win the game tonight. When I was doing one of the Gold Cup games with Kobe Jones against Canada, very good game, actually. 2-1 Jamaica. Octavio Zambrano doing a good job with Canada. But Blake made what is one of the most ridiculous six saves I've ever seen after a hit from Junior Hoylett. And it was bending. It was moving into the upper corner. We had a slow motion replay of it. And his explosiveness to pick that ball out of the corner, just remarkable. Mind-blowing. You almost had to look at it twice to make sure it was a reality. So goal even. Defense. U.S. backline has been shaky, I think at times, but I'm not going to really go back to the group stages here. Solid enough against Costa Rica. Didn't mean Costa Rica didn't have some chances and real moments of danger. Again, the concern would be the pace of Beisler, who played very well against Costa Rica, and Gonzalez. If they were to get isolated, or if the U.S. loses its team shape on a counterattack, that would be the concern. Jamaica's back four has done very well. I think shepherding and orchestrating it has been Jermaine Taylor. It's been outstanding. He's marshaled Lowe, who's been playing next to him and plays in the NASL. Their two outside backs are two of the best ones in Major League Soccer, Alvis Powell and Kamar Lawrence. Lawrence had the free kick against Mexico. Those guys will look to get forward at certain times. Certain times. I noticed they've been pretty selective. 713-780-3776. So when they go forward, could be some space that can be recognized by the United States. And certainly they can get into those areas, I think, and cause some real problems. So interesting. Viafania, I think, will be fine, you know, with Alvis Powell. The times I get a little concerned with those outside backs is when they veer inside and they get about, you know, they get into the attacking third and then they cut inside, because sometimes as an outside back, you'll let them go. But you do have to pass them off to people. And that's another reason why I think either Acosta or Bradley needs to be rooted to the two center backs, especially in moments like that. I would expect a big performance from Bradley tonight. I think he needs one. I think it's his team sort of now. He is the extension of the manager. No question. Darlington Nagbe had some great moments. Acosta as well. So I'm going to give the U.S. a little bit of an edge in midfield. Although I think, and I don't have the, need to pull it up, the Jamaica lineup. I'm wondering if Kevon Lambert got a start for Jamaica, because I thought this 20-year-old is a guy of promise. I'm wondering if any MLS teams have been watching him, but he's had a very good Gold Cup. So that's one I'm curious to see here. We'll get the starting lineup for Jamaica pulled up here in a second. Let's see here what this says with the Reggae Boys, who knocked off Mexico. Whitmore's done a very good job, too, by the way. They are unified. I loved it when Kamar Lawrence scored, and he kind of put his hand up and said, hey, let's not celebrate. Let's finish this game out. Then we'll celebrate. I thought that was a pretty interesting moment. Then after the game, they all got together and sort of almost in a prayer. And that was a pretty amazing moment as well. So lots to talk about here tonight. So let's move this on now. So midfield we're going to give to the United States, and then let's go up front. And, of course, Javon Watson's the other guy, by the way, that you should keep an eye on in midfield. He has played very professionally. He is not the sort of wild card that he was when he was at the Houston Dynamo. I think he's had a very good tournament. Up front, Darren Maddux. Guy hasn't even played 400 minutes for the Portland Timbers, and he's likely to be here in Houston. He's got a couple of goals for Jamaica. Unbelievable turn of pace. And he has scored very big goals for Jamaica. Why it hasn't translated in recent times to Major League Soccer, I don't know. Jordan Morris has looked better in recent times here. He's kind of revived himself a little bit. So Morris and Altidore, you got guys that can run the channel. You got big, strong, powerful forwards. So those two tonight, hopefully, will get the service. Clint Dempsey is going to be in that role again, I think, coming off the bench. And I think this is a tremendous role for him. It's one that he seems to be accepting. It's, in some ways, you don't want him to accept it, but he came on and absolutely changed the last game. Striker position. As long as you nullify the counterattack, I think the U.S. would get the edge there. But Maddux and Romario Williams, too, has to be mentioned here, because he's dangerous as well. He scored the first goal in the tournament from an angle. Saw a goalkeeper cheating at a near post against Curaçao, blasted it in. Coaches, managers, Whitmore. I mean, he's done everything for this team. Remember, he's the guy in the 98 World Cup who scored two goals against Japan. He went down and sort of Jamaican reggae boys lore. Scored two goals against Japan, 2-1 winners. So he got the job on an interim basis following the World Cup qualifiers. Took over for Winfried Schaefer. But he has rallied these guys. He has rallied them. And Arena right now, he gets the upper hand because he's got to win this thing. He's brought in some very, very big players. So we'll see what happens, but the U.S. is expected to win this one here tonight. I don't think there is any question about that. They are expected to win it, going for their sixth Gold Cup. Remind you here, for Bud Light, Summer's here. Get out on the patio, post up at the pool, or listen to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. But don't forget, grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Doesn't matter, tonight, tomorrow, any day of the week. It's not about parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Again, my thanks to Azure Salon, King's Court, Liberty Kitchen, the Daspit Law Firm, Bud Light Houston. And right now, we are going to take a break. When we come back, it's Kobe Jones, the U.S. soccer legend, is going to join me. He's going to give us his take on Jamaica and the United States playing for the Gold Cup final.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.